Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. Every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m., we aim to bring you timely and relevant news coverage for the Lower Mainland. CITR 101.9 is a campus and community radio station based on UBC Vancouver's Point Grey campus. We are situated on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. My name is Jasmine, and I'll be your host for today's episode. For this week, we'll be focusing on a case about allegations against a UBC graduate student named Mamadou Ba. Mamadou is a doctoral student with the UBC Social Justice Institute and is currently facing charges for defamation, which is believed to be caused by targeting due to his activism for anti-racism and human rights in Portugal. We'll be speaking to Dr. Mark Harris from the UBC Gender, Race, Sexuality, and Social Justice Program about the letter of support that the Social Justice Institute has released for Mamadou, as well as providing some context around the issues at large and the socio-political context in Portugal that has led to these allegations. Please stay tuned after the break, where we will go into depth about the context of this case and about Mamadou in particular.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Thank you. slow, I'll be in division. She's freezing in the kitchen. Won't you let me be the best one that you know?
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. For today's episode, we'll be doing an interview with Dr. Mark Harris from the UBC Institute of Social Justice about the campaign to support one of the gender, race, sexuality, and social justice program's graduate students, Mamadou Ba. Mamadou is a Black anti-racism advocate in Portugal who has been threatened by the far-right movement. On August 11th, Mamadou and 9 other activists in Portugal received an email by a far-right organization that if they did not leave the country in the next 48 hours, they and their families would be harmed. Many activists and academics internationally have signed letters in support of Mamadou Ba and other anti-racist organizations in Portugal. The letter addresses structural racism in Portugal and the importance of addressing its colonial history. It also calls on the critique and public denunciation of police brutality and outlines their support for anti-racist activism in Portugal. Mamadou is now a doctoral student at UBC. And part of the reason why he started attending UBC is for his own safety, because attending UBC was granted him some modicum of safety against the threatening behavior that he experienced from the far-right movement in Portugal. The UBC Social Justice Institute has also published a letter of support in Mamadou, and we will be speaking to Dr. Mark Harris from the UBC Social Justice Institute to learn more about the letter, about Mamadou, and about this case and the sociopolitical context that it's taking place in.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Well, alrighty, yeah. We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Everyone, you're listening to CITR 101.9, a campus and community radio station based on UBC's Point Grey campus. This is Against the Current, CITR's weekly news radio show, which airs every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. and is rebroadcasted every Saturday at 12 p.m. For our next segment of today's episode, we will be covering an interview. For our next segment for today's episode, we will be conducting an interview with Dr. Mark Harris from the UBC Social Justice Institute about allegations against one of his doctoral students, Mamadou Ba. Okay, so I have a couple questions for you, and the first question that I that I have is, can you tell me a bit more about Jerash's letter of support for Mamadou and your involvement in the creation of that letter, please?
It started in the grassroots movement in Portugal, Lisbon, because he's been active in this organization for many years, anti-racism organization. And so basically, Mamadou is and has been the leader of one of the major anti-racism groups. What brought it about was he's been charged with two counts of defamation by a neo-Nazi racist organizer. And so he's had to travel back to Lisbon to face those charges. And I became involved in it, as many other organizations are, which including the European Network Against Racism. But we're mobilizing also organizations, anti-racism organizations globally. So there's very strong support, in particularly in Portugal, but globally, Europe, South America, North America, all speaking up on behalf of Mamadou. Yeah.
So can you tell me more about Mamadou's work with GRSJ and his research as a graduate student?
Yeah, so Mamadou's just started as a graduate student here, but of course his work as an anti-racism organizer is incredibly important. So he's currently enrolled in the MA, but will transfer to the PhD program. And in part, I think it's the solidarity that the director, Nora Angelis, and Professor Pillai Adzuna, and myself, and Professor Ferreira da Silva, particularly, he's our student, but he was actually brought to UBC because of the death threats. So he had to flee Portugal and went via France. But so he came to Vancouver and to UBC, basically because his life is in danger. So that's what we're concerned about. He's gone back to face these charges, which are, I don't know if you've covered it yet, but obviously an abuse of what I would say is process. So they're actually charging him for defamation for calling someone who's murdered someone or been involved in the killing of someone a murderer.
I see. Since he was brought to UBC in order to flee from Portugal and for his own safety, how has having to return to Portugal affected his safety as well as the academic work he started at UBC?
Well, I think that the important thing about, for example, the Social Justice Institute making a statement is to let everyone know that he is, everyone's watching to make sure nothing happens to him. Because, I mean, basically it was involved in – do you want to go through the background of why Mamadou's being prosecuted, or you've got a fairly good idea about that?
You can run me through it.
Yeah, so basically the origins of it are 27 years ago in June, in Lisbon, which is in Portugal, a young black guy from Cape Verde, Alcindo Monteiro, and there's a group of skinheads went out intending to beat up black people, and more than 10 people end up with hospital, but Alcindo Monteiro was killed, and it was one of the most, as they say, infamous crimes in Portuguese democracy. And he was beaten to death by these neo-Nazis, these far-right nationalists, simply because he was the wrong colour. And so what we're thinking about then is one of the people involved, one of the key organisers, Mario Machado, he was the leader of the extreme-right Nazi group Hammerskins. And so the judges actually, in looking at the murder that he took part of against Alcindo Monteiro, they actually, for the first time, gave prison sentences for racial discrimination. And so he actually was sentenced in 1997 to 4 years and 3 months in jail. So he actually had been given a prison sentence. And so then in 2020, that same person who had been given a prison sentence for his involvement in the death of that young Cabo Verde man accused Mamadou of calling him a murderer. And so basically Mamadou is referencing that murder that occurred of Alcindo Monteiro. And the judge has actually allowed the racist to sue the anti-racist. And the basic grounds of it, if I can go into it, is there's the Portuguese Penal Code, defamation, crimes against honour. And crime, injury against honour. And so in both those charges, so there's two particular charges, Article 180 and Article 181 of the Portuguese Penal Code, but both of them carry prison sentences possibly up to 6 months or 3 months or fine of the equivalent of 240 days. So what we're thinking about now in particular is, okay, the trial's proceeding and Mamadou has already had 1 day of sitting, but what we're really concerned about is to make everyone know globally that he's been charged. So the gross irony of the fact that an anti-racist activist is being prosecuted for defamation for calling a racist who's killed someone a murderer. But it's not about the legal process. It really, we're just mobilising to ensure that everyone are aware of the case, but also more particularly that Mamadou is kept safe, because in the past he has had police protection. The far-right neo-Nazi groups have been so violent towards him and to the other members of his movement. And so that's why I think, going back to GRSJ, I mean, GRSJ teaches and advocates for social justice. And so one of our own students is being subjected to these death threats. Then, of course, I think it's important for us to stand up and make a stand in support of Mamadou.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that else that you would like to share with me regarding this case and regarding GRSJ's support of him?
No, I think you've probably seen the GRSJ statement. I think that was probably, and I think there's also an email address where people can send it, because what they're asking people to do is they look at the facts and just send a letter of support or to that email thing. So individual video clips, individual statements. The idea is just to build a groundswell of support for Mamadou, so people know that this case can't be swept under the carpet, even though it's ludicrous, but also the paramount issue is getting him safe and getting him back to his studies in back here in Vancouver.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and thank you for answering my questions. If there's nothing else, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Jasmine. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Take care. And that about wraps it up for today's show, folks. Thank you all for listening. This is Jasmine from CITR 101.9, and you are listening to Against the Current, a weekly news radio show aiming to bring you timely and relevant news coverage for the Lower Mainland. Don't forget to tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for our weekly show, or listen to our rebroadcast every Saturday.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
You are tuning in to
CITR.
CITR
101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from the traditional,
ancestral,
and unceded territory
of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people
in Vancouver, British Columbia.
my head down, working out a face for the front.
Oh,
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
bachelor's degree, you don't fit in. 12-year-old girl got her first sit. Pardon me, your accent too thick. At the Big V, shopping for pads. Newcomer, insecure dad. Donations, Salvation Army. Flashback to the war, alarming. First snowfall, first knit sweater. Pray to God, hope it gets better. Now you're baptized Christian. First Christmas, it sets in. No Santa, no TV. Back home, lucky to be eaten. Write a letter, takes 3 weeks. How's the baby doing? Look at those cheeks. Time goes slow, cold and alone. Stress takes hold. Where's home? What you know about eating and bread lots? Run into your room when you hear pops. Pee yourself a little when the door locks. The front door slams, your heart drops. What you know about eating and bread lots? Run into your room when you hear pops. Pee yourself a little when the door locks. The front door slams, your heart drops. Fast forward 5 years. Mechanic at the shop, all kids here. Not making much, but kids fed. Saving up for a house, 3 beds. Only black family in the East End. Neighbor don't like you, can't pretend. Kids turn teen, time to sneak out. Rules too strict, bring the belt out. Roll up the fist, breaking wrists. Leave your girls bruised, bloody lips. Pain too much, turn to the bottle. Raging inferno, full throttle. Losing focus, late to work. Behind on the bills, you're a jerk. At the pub after work with your mates. Come home to a sink full of plates. Which one of these kids you gonna get? Kicking doors in, have no respect. Throw wife downstairs, break a neck. Kicks 3 out, 3 kids left.